Welcome to Above the Rim and Within, where basketball meets the soul. I'm Moshe Chaim Proctor, and this podcast takes you beyond the court and into life's biggest game, building character, faith, and a deeper relationship with God. Let's rise higher above the rim and within. Welcome, everybody. Above the Rim and Within, episode 4. Today, guys, we have a very special episode planned. Super excited for this. And I'm telling you, after I did preparation for this episode and studying up this player a bit more, I developed a little more of a kesher, of a relationship with this player, because there's a lot here. There's a lot here in this player's life that we can take for our lives. And this player is worldly. There's a lot here for this player, a lot here. And you know what, guys, this is whether you're listening to this and you're Jewish or you're not Jewish, or you're Jewish and you don't care that you're Jewish, you consider yourself observant, non-observant, whatever you consider yourself, there's a lot here from this player. And therefore, guys, episode 4, it is on none other than Steph Curry. Stephen Curry. And those who are joining us now for the first time in episode 4, the way our podcast works is we go through 5 points on the player's life, usually starting from his youth, carrying over to his NBA career. And then we juxtapose them, go side by side, one by one, how it's relevant to our lives and how it can help in our connection with God. So the 5 points we're going to discuss in today's episode, he was born in Akron, Ohio. Now, those who remember from episode 1 about LeBron, Braun was born in Akron. We know Braun is from Akron, but Steph was also born in Akron. He grew up in Charlotte, North Carolina. His father, Del Curry, you know, was an NBA player. And that leads us to point number 1 we're going to discuss is that he grew up in a very religious household, a very religious Catholic household, nevertheless, but it was very religious. And we're going to discuss how he credits prayer and faith for guiding him in his career and overcoming injuries. That's going to be number 1, the aspect of prayer, the aspect of faith in Steph's life. That's number 1. Number 2, we're going to discuss how, and despite he was successful in high school, he was considered too small, not athletic enough by major college recruiters, right? He ended up going to Davidson College. Davidson, those who don't know, is 20 miles north of Charlotte, but he was overlooked by major colleges. So I'm sure that had a major effect on his life. We're going to discuss that. Number 3 is that finally, when he declared for the 2009 NBA draft, he was the 7th pick overall by the Warriors. However, the first few years, 2010 to 2013, faced multiple ankle injuries. And obviously, then he ended up, he had to switch his game up to revolutionize the game with his 3-point shooting. Okay, that's number 3. But number 4 is that he faced constant criticism for that. He was considered ruining basketball with a 3-point shot. We'll discuss that. And finally, number 5 is that how we'll discuss what Steph says about being a father, being a husband, and what he credits God for in his life. Okay, number 1, guys, here we go. Without further ado, he was born in Akron, Ohio. Steph was born in Akron, Ohio, but he grew up in Charlotte. We mentioned his father, Dell, was in the NBA. And so he grew up around sports, right? His mother was also an athlete, playing volleyball, if I'm not mistaken, and which carried over. Even his wife played volleyball, and his children played sports. So again, it was very just, he grew up a lot of sports from a young age, playing basketball. Now again, he grew up in a very religious household. His father emphasized prayer, emphasized faith. And Steph said that he turned to prayer, again, and now we're jumping a little bit, but I wanted this to be point number 1, because he grew up with faith. So fast forwarding to his career, throughout his whole career, high school, college, and then later in the NBA, he credited prayer to guiding him in his career choices and overcoming injuries. That connection with God that was so strong for Steph, even at a young age, was so important. And that was, a vital point and a focal point in his life. Guys, what that means for us, number 1, is being a prayer is foundational. Opening up to God, being real with our challenges, desires, concerns, aspirations. Let God guide you. Let Hashem guide you. God wants to be in your life. If Steph can understand that God is the one who's guiding him through his challenges and helping him overcome his ankle injuries and his whatever he's going through in life, so can we, who we're not under that magnifying glass like Steph is. Let's use God. He wants us to use him. He wants us to be a part of his life. Use God. Help God. Help God help you. Okay, that's point number 1. Number 2. So Steph grew up, like you mentioned, in Charlotte. Now in high school, he was very successful. Starting to get recognition. But again, he was overall considered too small. He wasn't athletic enough by major college recruiters. You know what that means? This guy's balling out. His father's an NBA player. I mean, it's making me think now of being a Bron and Bronny. Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of hate on Bronny, right? Maybe we'll do an episode later on Bronny. There's a lot of hate on Bronny. They said Bronny was only picked by the Lakers, only got to the NBA because of his father, Bron. And that's not simple. Growing up with that, you know, with that scope. And his father, that wasn't just a chump. He was a good player. He was a good shooter. But despite that, he was overlooked. Too small, right? Maybe 6'2 with sneakers. Not athletic enough, right? Till this day, I don't know, he can barely dunk. A little bit, but not really. Major college recruiters, your dad's in the NBA, don't care. So he ends up going to Davidson. Davidson, 20 miles north. I had to look up where Davidson was, you know? We all know North Carolina. We know Duke. You know the big schools. Rutgers, Villanova, Syracuse. But this school, Davidson, he ends up going to Davidson. He ends up balling out in Davidson. Now, he stays here for 3 years. Right, they didn't win any championships, but he took them to the Elite Eight in his last year in college. But again, he played with this chip on his shoulder. And that was pretty good. Like, taking this school, Davidson, who nobody's ever heard of, took them to the NBA. Took them to the Elite Eight. That was good. That was great. What that means for us guys, that in life, if you feel you're underappreciated, you're overlooked, and those bigger name schools are overlooking you and they're not giving you enough credit, whoever that is in your life, it don't matter. Write your own story. You can always come back to Hashem. You can always take control of your life, guys. We know, again, that's the point of this podcast, to taking positive experiences and life lessons from these players to impact our lives in a positive way. Grow closer to God step by step. If Steph is overlooked, too small, and got now, guys, I get fast forward. You know, he's considered the greatest three-point shooter in NBA history. I mean, Ray Allen may have something to say about that, but Steph is number one. You know, has many three-point records in the NBA. So if you feel you're overlooked, don't hang your head down. Pick your head up. Write your own story. That's number two. Number three, he declared for the 2009 NBA draft. Again, after his junior season in college, 7th pick by Warriors. Now, you think he's going to come, the NBA is going to ball out. Faced multiple ankle injuries, 2010 to 2013. Now, picture again, this guy's 6'1", 6'2 at best, trying to make his way in the NBA. He gets drafted by the Warriors. Again, fast forward, you know, close to 20 years, and he's still there. He's 37, 38 years old now. Stayed with one team, which is very impressive. But he gets picked in the first couple of years, and it was almost like, you know, Warriors, what are you doing with this pick? 7th pick overall. 7th pick, that's top 10. And you pick this guy from Davidson? Well, I mean, he's not so quick, not so athletic, gets banged up, right? See, he's not jacked like Ant-Man. And this guy's suffering ankle injuries, and they're questioning, what's he all about? They're questioning his longevity in the NBA. Again, it was before my time to remember. But I imagine it was similar to a Bronny Bron thing. He only got picked because his father's Dell. It was incredibly hard for him. Incredibly hard. What that means for us, number three, guys, is we go through many challenges in life. We fall down many times. How many times have we been told no by a parent, perhaps, a teacher, a Rebbe, perhaps even yourself? We told ourselves, no, we can't do it. Or we were told, you can't do it. You can't make that money. You can't come back to God. You can't ball out in your life. You can't revolutionize your game. Steph taught us and is teaching us you can. You can revolutionize your life. You can revolutionize your life. That's what that's all about. Which leads us to point number four. He faced constant criticism for this. It was called for ruining basketball. Are you chucking up threes? I mean, just go on Google. Watch some Steph highlights. Right, this guy's running down the court on a break and he's stopping and popping threes. Popping threes. You never heard of that. You're on a break, you have a two-on-one, you take a layup. But you watch plenty of highlights of Steph, they're on a two-on-one break with the Warriors, whoever he's running with, and Steph just pops out to the three-point line, he chucks up a three. Obviously, he had to revolutionize his game. He lost that first step, that quick first step. He doesn't have that. He didn't have that. He was never explosive like Ant-Man and some of these other guys. And now with ankle injuries, he has to revolutionize his game. So he's chucking up threes. And even the greatest three-point shooters, I mean, what's the percentage going to be? 40%, 42%, 45%, not much more than that. Face constant criticism. What are you doing? What are you doing? Now, you know what he was doing? Two-time NBA MVP, 2015, 2016, four NBA titles, 2015, 17, 18, and 2022. That's what he was doing. He was balling out. He was being himself, which leads us to point number four, guys, in our lives. Doubters, mockers. People doubt, but they doubt. Whatever it is, Judaism, a person has a desire to do something, a person has a desire to start a podcast. Who are you to start a podcast? Who are you to make a program for other teens? Who are you to teach? Who are you? Who do you think you know? You think you know all of Torah? You think you're perfect in your midos, in your character traits? You're ruining Judaism. You're ruining basketball. You're ruining your... That's what Steph was told. That's what Steph was told. But don't give up. Revolutionize the game of ball. You're about to be a two-time NBA MVP. Four NBA titles. Automatic Hall of Famer. Unanimous. He was the first time ever, by the time he was named MVP, he was the first unanimous MVP in NBA history. Be that player. Ball out. Trust yourself. Trust yourself. I want everybody listening to this now, close your eyes and trust yourself. Whatever you're doing in your decisions, trust yourself. Which reminds me, an acute tangent. Those who know, it says, it's brought down in Jewish works that at the time when a father is naming his child, he gets a certain, we call it in Hebrew, Ruach HaKodesh, which means a certain divine spirit, a certain divine inspiration, what to give the name for the child. So I was back and forth with my rabbi the days, you know, preceding the bris, preceding the name-giving ceremony, and the circumcision of my son, of our son. We had a name we thought we wanted to give the child. And again, I was in on the East Coast of America at the time, and my rabbi was here in Israel. And I remember up until a couple hours before, you know, the circumcision was about to take place, I was, you know, speaking to my rabbi. I was trying to, you know, make sure he was okay with the name and it made sense according to certain things. Okay. Now, I remember the day of, you know, we're about to pray, the morning prayer, Shacharis. And, you know, I was in a location where I couldn't receive a call. And I see my phone ringing and it was my rabbi from Israel. And I said, you know, I'm not picking up. We're confident with the name now. Confident with the name. I can't pick up now. It's a time I can't pick up. I trust myself. I'm the one given divine spirit, divine clarity to give this name. My rabbi's not. My rabbi can help me, but it's up to me by the end of the day. That's what we're saying right here, boys. Don't give up. Trust yourself. Doubters, mockers, be confident in your decision. That's number four, guys. And number five, which is, this is my favorite point. Just a few quotes from Steph. Steph, we know he's a family man. He values, he's a father of three. He said, and I quote, "Being a husband and a father is the greatest blessing in my life. Basketball is what I do, but it's not who I am." Again, being a husband and a father is the greatest blessing in my life. Basketball is what I do, but it's not who I am. You understand what Steph's saying right here, boys? A husband and father, that is the greatest thing in my life. That's what I am. Basketball is what I do, but that doesn't define me. Another quote Steph said, he said about him and his family. He said, "We try to keep God at the center of everything we do as a family." We try to keep God at the center of everything we do as a family. Is that crazy? I saw this last night, boys, and I became inspired. We all know the tattoo Steph has on his arm. Ahava la'olam lo nechshelet, which means love never fails. Now you'll say, okay, he didn't get this from Torah, he got this from other works. It don't matter. He has a tattoo in Hebrew. It said, and his wife also has the same tattoo, that they want to have a biblical language. Ahava la'olam lo nechshelet. Love never fails. If you love somebody, if you stop hating. We speak about this a lot on our different platforms, in our podcast. Stop hating. Start loving. And we'll bring this over to us, guys. What that means for us, where are priorities at? Prioritize God, family. Love never fails. Love of your spouse, love of your children, love of God. Right? Those who remember, when I was in 12th grade, I created wristbands that said GGM on them. GGM stood for God's got me. God's got me. Yeah, so we don't do tattoos, but you know, I had that wristband, GGM, God's got me. The more we can set ourselves up in life to recognize my success, and even this that doesn't seem successful, is God running the show, and I'm just a messenger to reveal His divine light. That's what Steph recognizes. Basketball is what I do. It's not who I am. So the more we can incorporate this in our lives, guys, step by step, slowly but surely, take the chizik, take the inspiration from Steph's life. Again, growing up in Charlotte, praying before every game, considering that this is what got him through and overcome his injuries. Despite success, right, he was looked down upon, overlooked by big colleges. The numerous ankle injuries in his first couple years in the NBA, constant criticism for ruining the game with this three-point shot. But you know what? By the end of the day, he recognized God's in charge. Basketball is what I do, but it's not who I am. I'm a father. I'm a husband. That's what it's all about. I appreciate everybody tuning into episode 4. Let's take the chizik, the inspiration from Steph for our lives, guys. Prayer is foundational. Open up to God. Feel, even if you feel like you're overlooked, write your own story. Turn to God. You can always come back to Him. Control your own life. We go through challenges. We fall down many times. We've been told by parents and teachers and Rebbeim, no, you're not good enough, or you're not going to make it enough. Revolutionize your life. Doubters, mockers, believe in yourself. Don't give up. And finally, guys, prioritize family, God. That's a beautiful life. That's a tranquil life. With God's help, we'll take the messages from this episode, we'll apply it to our lives. We'll be meritorious to live beautiful lives, tranquil lives, healthy lives. That whatever we do, whether in business or where we're studying Torah now, we're praying to God, we're out in the workforce, we're on the streets, I'm living a godly life, a life connected to God. That brings all the blessing. I appreciate everybody tuning to episode 4. Stay tuned for episode 5. Wishing everybody a wonderful day. Thank you for being part of Above the Rim and Within. Steph Curry's journey reminds us that faith fuels every step towards greatness. When we open our hearts to God, challenges become stepping stones and dreams start to take flight. Remember, your greatest victories come when you rise above the rim and connect deeply within. Now, I invite you to take a moment, reflect on how you can bring God more into your life and your daily challenges. Share your story, your struggles, or your victories with someone you trust. And keep pushing forward with faith and purpose. Until next time, keep rising above the rim and within.